You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting from 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
Hello again. This is your regularly programmed Open Mic with William Hofsink. And today I'm feeling a pretty great mood, honestly. We just had a huge dirge of great music released today, and hopefully I'll get to play some from the albums that I've latched onto. But we've got some new Godspeed, we've got some new Jordy Greep. There was another one, but it escapes me right now. Hopefully it'll come back to me. Blood Incantation. That's right. Blood Incantation, incredible psychedelic death metal band. We have a pretty awesome day for music. Speaking of awesome music, I'm going to play a bit of a post-hardcore classic for you right now. This is Tip Your Bartender by Glassjaw. Just a heads up, a little bit of explicit language, nothing too bad. But this record, it took me by surprise, honestly. Like, I think the first listen, I kind of earmarked it. It was like, this is going to grow on me a lot. Because I already did like it quite a bit. But there was something about it that didn't fully convince me that it was something amazing. And then I started peeling back the layers, like Daryl Palumbo's amazing soaring vocals, the sheer aggression and also vulnerability that he kind of sweeps and dances along to like a ballerina. I totally understand why this was huge in the post-hardcore scene of the early 2000s, and it has left a lingering impact to this day. And here's the album opener with Tip Your Bartender from Worship and Tribute.
Now, this is going to sound like a crazy comparison, but a buddy of mine, in a review he wrote for this album that was also very positive, likened it to Elvis Costello. Yes, that Elvis Costello. And it kind of took me by surprise as well. But the way he kind of like summed it up was, it's a guy with a funny voice describing these sordid and bizarre tales of methed up suburbia. And honestly, I don't think he could have put it better than that. We're going to also go for a bit of a throwback here. Very different tone, though. This is Low with Over the Ocean from When the Curtain Hits the Cast. Slowcore classic, slowcore essential, I should say. And I think maybe later we might tune into something from Alan Sparhawk's latest solo release. Kind of mixed on it so far, but I wish him the best, and I think he's another creative dynamo. Like, even if I'm not too fond of what he did with his vocals for this new album, which again, like I said, play later. It's called White Roses. My God, not quite fond of what he did with his vocals on a lot of the tracks, but his reasoning for it, how he wanted to kind of bury them and kind of instill this rebirth after grieving for Mimi. It's beautiful, it's artful, and it's impactful, and I can't help but just really respect his intentions there. All right, with that being said, here's Low with Over the Ocean.
Thank you.
friendly reminder that there is a fun drive going on for CJSF. And if you're really interested in supporting shows like this and new content, completely self-created content, you can go to cjsf.fundrive.ca to contribute a donation. It can be anything from $1 to $500. Really up to you. Like, no guilting here, but it's whatever you would like. Anyway, here is a band whose name I probably should not say on the air, but I will be seeing them on Sunday, and that is Tropical Frick Storm. They just released a new live album, and here is Rubber Bullies from that.
Monetized, I can't be criticized. You want all the it on a bag. You see, it's all foot long. Some deficits and the build so cheap. I want allies. Your disapproval or the torments. And built by the sick advance of all the plutocrats and idiots big on families. Now, here come a letter to the occupant. The caveat is an eye for an eye for an eye. Something of an understatement. The world went passing by.
Next song, there's a little bit of explicit content, nothing too severe, but I just wanted to give you the heads up. This is another new album that dropped today. Mentioned it earlier, Jordy Greep's first solo LP since the hopefully temporary disbandment of Black Midi. I mean, it's a hiatus, I think. I'm just hoping that we get something with the boys back together in the future, but I'm pretty happy with what we got as a solo release, and I'm looking forward to what the other members would put out too, if it's anywhere near the quality of the new sound. This is the first single that dropped, Holy Holy. This is a really good time, quite funny, quite a great music video too. The album's a blast. A lot more low-key than Holy Holy would suggest, but that's not necessarily a bad thing. Reminded me a bit of Jorge Ben, of all people, in places.
From the way you hide your makeup on, from the way you've done your hair, from the way you sat down next to me, from the way you ordered your drink, from the moment you put your hand on my knee, I knew I'd have you with ease. Did you come here often? Do you know how
how this thing works. Do you go to bed with a different man every night? Don't tell me I'm the first. You must have heard about me. Everyone knows my name. Everyone knows I'm holy. All the revolutionaries. All the jihadis too. Round the world I'm holy.
Holy, 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 holy.
You know my name. Everyone does. It's true. It's true. It's true. It's true. That I'm known around here. The barmaids know my name. I've had them all before. You are new. I'll have you too. It's time to give in. From the shores of Havana to Moscow and Tokyo. Guyanese in Cantonese, everyone knows my name. All the revolutionaries, all the jihadis too. Some
All right, here's some new Godspeed, too. I haven't listened to this full album, but it's looking to be a doozy. I've heard some older fans, though, aren't as keen on the release, but I don't know. I've only slowly been getting back into them, and for the most part, really enjoying what they've had to offer. So hopefully this one doesn't break that trend for me. No title as of 13th February 2024, 28,340 dead. Yeah, see, exactly. Like, that's a Godspeed title if there ever was one. Anyway, we're going to be playing the opener off of that album. Sun is a Hole, Sun is Vapors.